With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration will furlough about 1,400 employees at the National Nuclear Security Administration, the agency that manages the U.S. nuclear weapons arsenal due to the government shutdown. Energy Secretary Chris Wright.
In Las Vegas right now, soon to head up to the Nevada National Security Sites. This is key for our national security and all the interests we have here. Today, workers are being furloughed. Today, the federal government employees. We're working hard to protect everyone's jobs, keep people employed, and keep our national stockpile secure and our things moving forward. But a tough day today. Thank you.
Once again this evening, the Senate failed to pass legislation to end the shutdown. President Trump is voicing doubts about Ukraine's ability to defeat Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said while he thinks it's possible that Ukraine can defeat Russia, he's now doubtful it will happen. His comments added a fresh layer of skepticism toward Kiev as he plans to meet again in the coming weeks with Russia's Vladimir Putin on ending the war. Last month, Donald Trump said Ukraine could win back all its territory, but now says it'll have to give up land to settle with Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A problem at Amazon's cloud computing service disrupted internet use around the world. The outage on Monday took down a broad range of online services, including social delivery, food delivery, streaming, and financial platforms. About 3 hours after the outage began, Amazon Web Service said it was starting to recover from the problem, though problems lingered for some users. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 515 points. This is SRN News. Abortion advocates are urging women to stock up.
A public service ad campaign is about to begin in Michigan, and it's designed to get women there to purchase abortion pills for future use. The campaign is the work of Shout Your Abortion, Hydra Mutual Aid Fund, and Plan C, and it will be accompanied by a billboard and 10,000 postcards mailed to homes in the state. A lot of abortion clinics in Michigan have closed down, and pro-life advocates say this abortion pill drive is just a way of making up lost revenue. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is rallying fellow evangelical Christians to urge Congress to designate Nigeria as a violator of religious freedom. Two separate Muslim terror groups have murdered tens of thousands of Christians in the country over the past decade. Cruz, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, wants Nigeria designated as a country of particular concern. This is SRN News. Restrictive new Pentagon press rules have some journalists walking.
With 25 years in the DOD media beat, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio he's sensitive to both sides of the issue.
I got to know the Pentagon press corps very well, and I walked in their shoes in some cases.
He says the issue is to prevent harmful leaks.
What we don't want is people using their access at the Pentagon to sit down and to gather information from people that are willing to compromise their ethics.
Colonel McGinnis says there would be consequences choking off the press, and a balance must be struck.
You don't gain security, you risk creating blind spots. And we don't want blind spots in a constitutional republic, but at the same time, we don't want to jeopardize the lives of our young men and women.
George Williams, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.